I'll do the shop or something.
To the following menu options. For orders and sales inquiries, press 1. For product feedback, press 2. For accounts, press 3.
Yeah, it's good afternoon. It's still bloody morning time. Jesus, I haven't had me lunch yet. Now look, I've got my wife to come in and pick up a couple of pies in your front shop there.
Yes,
look, I do believe that they're not Mrs. Mac's pies. When did you change hands?
Mrs. Mac's pies.
Are you sure? Because these look like Bakewell to me.
That's our range as well.
Is it?
We make them on premises as well.
Well, I'm sorry. Look, you don't advertise this. Right? And your slogan goes, if it's not a Mrs. Mac, take it back. Now, I've got my wife in the car right now, and she's on her way down to bring those couple of pies back to you. Because they're not a Mrs. Mac. Are they?
That's part of the Mrs. Mac's range.
Oh, then what you need to do is you need to sing. If it's not a Mrs. Mac or a Bakewell pie, take it back. But you don't, do you?
No.
You understand? Yeah, what are we in a bit of a predicament here? What can we do you think?
Can I pop this shop to customer service? Won't be a moment.
Oh, thank you.
Layer upon flaky layer.
Flaky
we
layer?
We expect to continue making hearty, nourishing food the way we've been doing with Chinarap.
Right with.
If it's not a Mrs. Mac, take it back. Thank you for supporting our family.
They just said it, didn't they?
To support Australian producers wherever possible. We pledge to make pastry the traditional way, layer upon flaky layer. We pledge to continue making hearty, nourishing food the way we've been doing for generations.
Take it back.
If it's not a Mrs. Mac, take it back.
Let's turn up the heat with naked eyes. We're excited.
I reckon they're going to play the hang on game until I hang up, I reckon. Yes, hello, who am I speaking with, please?
My name's Derek. How can I help you?
Derek, my name's Robert Smith. How are you?
Thanks.
It's the ticket. Yeah, look, mate, came down, picked up a couple of your pies, got home, put them out on the plate as you do, got the tomato sauce. Now, look, mate, these aren't Mrs. Mac's pies, buddy. Come on. All right, the missus on her way down there now, mate.
Mrs. Mac's Bakewell is a brand that Mrs. Mac makes here, it's a sort of budget range, if you want to call it that.
Oh, Mrs. shit! She's saying she's feeding me I'm getting fed cheap pies.
When I say a budget pie, I say along with a lot of other brands that you find in the market, they're premium brand, and they have like a home range, etc. I suppose you could say that and what it basically boils down to is potentially meat content.
Hang on, Derek. Yeah, look, let me have a go. Can I have a go, Derek? Just a quick one. Yeah, look, mate, in your little jingle, if it's not a Mrs. Mac, take it back, it does not say, if it's not a Mrs. Mac or a Bakewell pie, take it back, does it? So the missus on her way down, mate, she's ranting, raving, here I'm at home, I got me plate, me knife, me fork, me tomato sauce, and no fucking pie.
Okay, so what was the actual issue with the pie in itself?
Well, it's not a Mrs. Mac.
Yeah, and so was there an actual quality issue
with
it?
Yes.
So if you were to
buy a
Peter's pie, would you take it back?
It's a jingle quality issue. I thought I was going to get a Mrs. Mac's pie.
Well, then you actually didn't buy a Mrs. Mac's pie, you actually bought a Bakewell pie.
Well, it came from Mrs. Mac's at the front of the shop.
Yes, and it doesn't necessarily mean so. We actually sell Mrs. Mac's and we sell Bakewell pies as well.
See, what do you got there, like Mrs. Well pies?
No.
What are these Bakewells?
What's the outcome
you
actually want?
I don't know, mate. Look, she's on her way down to the shop now with a couple of pies. She wants to swap them over for a couple of Mrs. Mac's ones.
Okay, that's fair enough.
That is,
so what was the actual reason? Was there a quality issue with it?
Oh, she's been harping all morning, going on about pies, wants some Mrs. Mac's, I come home, I got Bakewell.
Okay, Okay, so that was the choice that she made. She actually used the back wall.
She jumped in the XR8 and fucking left two licorice strips up the fucking driveway on her way down.
Yeah, no,
there's no need to actually swear. Oh, I do apologise. Oh, I do apologise, Derek. I'm going to tone it down a notch. Apologise, mate. Yeah, I'm just hungry.
I understand that you've come to our shop and you've purchased the bake or pie.
Well,
but,
so to speak.
I don't know. That actually relates to the jingle or what you're saying.
Well, it says it's all on hold just before and I had to listen all about the flaky crusty pie and the meat. And if it's not on Mrs. Max, take it back. Well, we got Bakewell.
Yes,
we got one of your bloody cheap ass brands. Oh, excuse the language. We got one of your budget pies.
Yeah,
and I'm just sitting here. Oh, what about me, Derek? I'm sitting here with tomato sauce. I've got me plate, I've got me knife, me fork.
It's a bit of a send-up, really, what you're trying to do here. I don't know.
Well,
if you're trying to be funny or what.
Well, I don't think it's funny, mate. I've got two licorice strips in the driveway. So, look, mate, if she comes in, her name's Rhonda.
If she comes down to the shop, I'll come down and see her.
Yes, her name...
As I said.
Yes. Rhonda?
Rhonda?
Yes.
I'll wait till Rhonda comes in and I'll go down and have a chat with her.
Thank you, Derek. Much appreciated.
No problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.